AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Louisiana, a judge in New Orleans, a liberal city and a conservative state, temporarily blocked enforcement of a statewide abortion ban that was designed to automatically go into effect when Roe v. Wade fell, after abortion rights activists argued the law is unclear. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot has called a surprise meeting.
The last hearing was Thursday.
The committee stands adjourned.
And with Congress on a two-week recess, Benny Thompson's panel was not due to hold another until next month. But the committee will now meet tomorrow to present what it calls recently obtained evidence. A panel spokesman won't say what the hearing's about. The topic of the July hearings was to be the domestic extremists who breached the Capitol and what then-President Trump was doing as the violence unfolded. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court took the side of Joe Kennedy, a high school football coach in Washington State who wanted to kneel and pray on the field after games. His contract was not renewed. Kennedy's attorney, Paul Clement, appeared before the court back in April.
When Coach Kennedy took a knee at midfield after games to say a brief prayer of thanks, his expression was entirely his own. That private religious expression was doubly protected by the free exercise and free speech clauses.
The conservative majority justices said the coach's prayer was protected by the First Amendment. The Supreme Court ruled for doctors who face criminal charges for overprescribing powerful pain medication in a case arising from the opioid addiction crisis. At least 10 people are dead in a Russian missile strike on a crowded shopping mall in Ukraine's central city of Kremenchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a Telegram post that the number of victims was unimaginable, citing reports more than 1,000 civilians were inside the mall at the time of the attack. This is AP News. Rudy Giuliani was slapped on the back at a grocery store in New York while campaigning for his son. A worker is facing charges.
Police are charging 39-year-old Daniel Gill with assault. In surveillance video, the ShopRite worker is seen passing Giuliani and giving him a smack on the back.
It didn't knock me down, but it hurt tremendously.
The former mayor says Gill then shouted at him and appeared to be upset about the Supreme Court ruling on abortion. The tap wasn't hard enough to injure Giuliani, but says he called police and asked to have the man arrested because
this idea that you attack people because in my case, I'm pro-life.
Someone answering the phone at a number related to Gill's address said no comment when asked about the incident. Julie Walker, New York.
Leonardo DelVecchio, who founded eyewear empire Luxottica and turned an everyday object into a global fashion item, has died in Italy. He was 87. Italian media said DelVecchio died at a Milan hospital. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.